This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Millions more people around the world have contracted the coronavirus, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The World Health Organization says more than 3.4 million new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed around the world last week. That's an increase of 12% from the previous week. The WHO says the increased transmission is being driven by new variants, the relaxation of COVID-19 protocols, and the large number of people still susceptible to the virus despite rising vaccination rates. The largest increases were in the Western Pacific and European regions, and the countries registering the most cases were Indonesia, Britain, Brazil, India, and the U.S. However, the WHO says the number of deaths continues to decline, about 57,000 worldwide in the last week. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. life expectancy fell by a year and a half in 2020, the largest one-year decline since World War II, according to public health officials. AP's Julie Walker has more.
The CDC report blames COVID, the third leading cause of death behind heart disease and cancer, accounting for 11% of the more than 3.3 million American deaths last year. That's far more deaths than in any other year in U.S. history. For decades, U.S. life expectancy was on the upswing. The CDC says last year it dropped to 77.3 from 78.8 the year before. Julie Walker, New York.
Thousands of people lined up Wednesday to pay their last respects to slain Dutch crime reporter Peter de Vries at the Royal Carré Theater in Amsterdam. De Vries died last Thursday at the age of 64 after being shot several times on an Amsterdam street July 6th, following one of his regular appearances on a Dutch television show. Two suspects were arrested shortly after his shooting.